A 5-year-old boy watches children die in a hospital ward. Instead of accepting death, the surviving children insist their friends have simply gone home. This wasn't denial born of ignorance. It was something more deliberate, more human. Years later, that boy, Philip Zimbardo, would become a renowned psychologist studying this very phenomenon, our tendency to look away from truths we find unbearable. We all do this. We ignore the stack of unopened bills, the troubling lump we should get checked, the colleague's concerning behavior. But here's what makes this pattern truly dangerous. History's greatest catastrophes weren't hidden conspiracies orchestrated in shadows. The Catholic Church abuse scandal, Enron's collapse, the 2008 financial crisis, all unfolded in plain sight before people who simply chose not to look. This isn't about stupidity or malice. It's about a predictable human pattern with devastating consequences, one we must understand if we hope to change it. Rebecca and Robert seem like twins. Same height, profession, age, faith, values, even similar appearances. They find this comforting, describing it as sharing the skeleton of our lives. We all seek this comfort. Research shows we prefer our own initials, donate more to hurricanes sharing our first letter, and choose careers matching our names, hence more dentists named Dennis. When orchestras introduced blind auditions, women's advancement rates jumped 50% in first rounds and 300% in finals. Without screens, unconscious bias prevailed. The case for diversity isn't about fairness, it's about effectiveness. Diverse groups identify more solutions than homogeneous ones. This extends to where we live. By 2000, 45.3% of Americans lived in politically landslide counties, up from 26% in 1976. The internet amplifies this. 85% of blogs link to politically similar sites, creating echo chambers. When researchers gathered liberals from Boulder and conservatives from Colorado Springs to discuss controversial topics, participants emerged with more extreme positions. Neural networks filter information through committees that vote on what reaches consciousness, resembling riverbeds that deepen along preferred paths until you can't see beyond their high sides. Our brains actively defend beliefs, seeking confirmation and resisting challenges. Brain imaging reveals partisan minds dismiss contradictions from opponents while resolving those from preferred candidates, receiving reward-like reinforcement. Alice Stewart's 1958 research proved X-rays during pregnancy doubled childhood cancer risks, yet doctors continued the practice for 25 years. When a doomsday cult's predicted apocalypse failed, members rationalized their devotion had saved the world. Psychologists call this the totalitarian ego, a system suppressing threatening ideas to preserve self-image. Robert McNamara's Cold War mindset prevented him from seeing Vietnamese fought for independence, not communism. Alan Greenspan's free market ideology made him ignore warnings about unregulated derivatives, acknowledging only a flaw after the 2008 crisis proved Brooksley Bourne right. Love thrives on illusion. Partners who idealize each other enjoy happier, longer-lasting relationships. Even professionals lose objectivity. Physician Andrew Dick misdiagnosed his mother's heart attack, illustrating why doctors shouldn't treat family. In infidelity, both parties use denial as self-protection. Child abuse reveals family blindness at its darkest. 16% of UK children experience sexual abuse before age 16, mostly by family or friends. Parents, especially mothers with abusers, struggle to acknowledge truth, trapped by financial dependence, shame, and fear of family collapse. Neuroscience confirms romantic love activates reward centers while deactivating critical thinking regions. When institutions reinforce personal blindness, truth becomes nearly impossible to face. Calm O'Gorman, abused by a priest as a child, remained silent to protect his family in a culture where challenging the church seemed unthinkable. Albert Speer's relationship with Hitler demonstrates how emotional attachment enables moral blindness. Visiting Dora labor camp shattered his illusions. It was the worst place I have ever seen. Looking at Hitler afterward, he thought, "My God, how could I have not seen how ugly he is?" Fatigue creates equally dangerous blindness. On March 23, 2005, Warren Briggs arrived at BP's Texas City refinery after 29 consecutive 12-hour shifts. Monitoring 12 screens alone, his partner eliminated by cost-cutting, he struggled. At 1:14 p.m., an explosion killed 15 people. His colleagues had worked 33 to 37 consecutive days. Fatigue causes cognitive tunnel vision, rigid thinking, and difficulty responding to abnormal circumstances. When exhausted, higher-order functions like doubt and critical judgment disappear first. We become more gullible and fall back on existing biases, explaining why tired executives make poor strategic decisions and why Abu Ghraib guards working 12-hour shifts for 40 straight days succumbed to moral blindness. People actively avoid uncomfortable truths. Tanning bed users deny risks despite research showing regular use doubles skin cancer risk. By 2005, Americans owed $1.24 per dollar of disposable income, with debt counselors routinely seeing clients carrying sacks of unopened bills. At Bear Stearns, Pat Lewis spent 3 years developing a risk model, only to have CEO Jimmy Kane reject it as too complicated. The real reason was political, threatening compensation structures. 85% of executives felt unable to raise concerns with bosses. Stanley Milgram distinguished obedience from conformity. Conformity operates implicitly, requiring no orders. In experiments, isolated subjects conformed to deliberately wrong group answers 40% of the time. Social exclusion triggers physical pain centers, while conformity produces rewarding opioids. Brain imaging shows people literally see differently when aware of group opinions. Physical distance compounds these problems. Proximity dramatically affects behavior. 80% of face-to-face workers responded to distress versus 20% sitting back-to-back. During Hurricane Katrina, FEMA Director Michael Brown claimed the federal government only learned about 25,000 stranded refugees that day, despite widespread media coverage. When students smelled smoke during a lecture but stayed silent, they demonstrated the bystander effect. Larger groups of witnesses actually reduce emergency intervention. When programmer Larry Freustad confessed to murder in a 200-person chat room, only 3 reported him. This effect emerges from tension between our moral and social selves. Alone, we typically do right, but groups paralyze us with indecision. We fear embarrassment and conflict, hoping situations aren't serious enough to require action. This behavior extends beyond emergencies. Record companies ignore digital music sharing despite clear warnings. Innovation often fails, not through lack of ideas, but courage, with leaders waiting for others to take risks. The pattern starts early with school bullying. Children learn to avoid bullies' attention, providing the audience bullying requires. A 2006 British survey showed widespread bullying, yet 83% of teachers claimed they hadn't witnessed it. Under competitive stress, people often fail to recognize moral considerations, with our fast, intuitive thinking sometimes failing morally, while our deliberative monitoring remains intermittent and lax. Cassandras are modern-day prophets who see impending crises others miss, named after the Greek figure cursed to have her warnings ignored. Like Gayla Benefields, who fought 25 years to expose asbestos poisoning in Libby, Montana, these truth-seekers persist despite resistance. Most begin as optimists and loyal insiders. Gayla expected W.R. Grace to make amends, while whistleblowers at Bear Stearns and Enron believed they were helping their companies. Their exceptional eye for detail set them apart. Aaron Crown spotted the housing bubble through meticulous data analysis and created the influential Implodometer website. Outsider perspectives prove valuable. Frank Partnoy's Kansas background helped him see Wall Street's toxic culture clearly, while Jillian Tett's anthropology training enabled her to spot financial dangers others missed. These truth-tellers often pay heavy personal costs, but share an unshakable belief that individual actions matter. Cassandras demonstrate that willful blindness isn't inevitable. They embrace change, value exploring ideas over defending them, and maintain rich internal dialogues while staying connected to reality. Organizations need diversity as insurance against internal blindness. We must acknowledge biases and actively seek disconfirmation. Leaders require networks delivering unvarnished truth while managing outside perspectives carefully. Beyond advisors, develop critical thinking through context and discontinuity. The best decisions require testing, dialogue, and unconstrained thinking. Unanimous decisions should raise suspicion. They often signal dangerous conformity. Our education system needs examination. Are we raising compliant, good soldiers or independent thinkers? Silent classrooms should concern us. While neuroscience explains willful blindness, we shouldn't view our brains as separate entities. Our minds remain plastic until death, changed by every experience and relationship. We become powerless when choosing not to know, but gain hope when insisting on looking. The journey begins with simple questions. What could I know, should I know, that I don't know? In our increasingly complex world, survival may depend on our willingness to see what's uncomfortable, question what's convenient, and speak when silence feels safer. The cost of looking away has never been higher, but neither has the power of those who choose to see.